Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later in the program, Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the show Diane Granito. She is the founder of the Heart Gallery, which is a project of the State of New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So today and tomorrow, you've got some amazing events coming up. Tonight is the Heart Gallery of New Mexico opening reception at the Gerald Peters Gallery, and this is something that you've been doing as long as I've been doing this program. You've been coming on to talk about it. And then tomorrow night is an event at the Lenzic, which is Sasha Lazard and the Pendulum Dance Troupe, which we'll also talk about in a minute. They're amazing. But let's talk first about the Heart Gallery. This is your brainchild, and it's something that's now in 47 states of the United States and Canada. What's it all about?
The Heart Gallery is a portrait exhibit of portraits donated by really talented photographers. They go and photograph foster children who are waiting to be adopted, and we then get those portraits out there. Exhibits like the one we're having on June 3rd tonight at the Gerald Peters Gallery is one example. We have permanent galleries across New Mexico now, and temporary galleries also. They travel around. We have a website. People need to see these children step out of the shadows so that they know that they're there. They've been statistics for so long that, you know, people are amazed when they see their faces and they realize, oh, this child needs a family or this sibling group. And it's been hugely successful thanks to the support of the media and people like yourself. And it's been featured on Oprah, you know, The View 2020 in People magazine, and that helped it spread around the country. People contacted me, and then we now have a national organization of wonderful child advocates, some of whom are coming in for our 10th anniversary celebration.
So basically, you got this idea, if you have wonderful and soulful pictures of these very vulnerable children who are in the foster care system and who need families to adopt them, if they will just see them, they'll fall in love with them.
Exactly. During my job interview with the CYFD supervisor who ended up hiring me, she showed me a magazine called Futures and asked what I thought about the pictures in there and whether, you know, we could get better photos. And they were terrible pictures. And I said, well, I think we could do better than that for sure. I didn't realize that Kathy Meyer-Callanan, who's a photographer and adoptive mom, had originally told her, gee, you know, you could get better pictures for this magazine. And then when I was hired, I didn't realize that it was going to be, you know, just the magazine to start with. I went to the Gerald Peters Gallery my first day on the job and said, would you consider having an exhibit? I had no photographers. I had no funding. And they said yes, so we were off and running with support of the most beautiful gallery in town. And we had 1,200 people at the first opening, thanks to a lot of media support. I was on this show. We were in the New Mexican, etc.
That was, what, 7 years ago?
10 years.
10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. This is our 10th anniversary coming up.
Oh, right,
of course. So it was actually in March 2001, but, you know, with the weather and everything, we decided to celebrate. We're having a garden party for the children before the public opening. And, you know, it really took off. It got some national coverage. And then Rosemary Zebart, a local reporter and adoptive mom, approached me and said, let's pitch this to Parade Magazine. It's a wonderful project. And they said no at first, actually. And then we put together a photo album. At the time, we didn't have that many digital versions. Most people were doing film. And we mailed it to them, and they were all over it at that point. They actually ended up doing 2 articles, and they're working on a 10th anniversary follow-up article now. And that led to People in 2020. And every time we did something nationally, people would want to help the kids in their area by starting a heart gallery or photographing for one or adopting or fostering. So.
And you have examples of photographers who adopted the children that they
yes.
were photographing.
Yes. In fact, here in Santa Fe alone, we've had two photographers adopt their adorable subjects. One of them will be playing at tomorrow night's event. And we're really
Who's
excited
that?
About that. That's Faye Matei. She was adopted by her photographer, Jackie Matei, and her husband, Courtney. And she went in and sat down at the piano when they first brought her home at age 10 and just had an affinity for the piano and ended up composing these beautiful pieces. She goes to the New Mexico School for the Arts now.
Yeah.
And, she's a wonderful composer. It's like the soundtrack to Lord of the Rings, that type of music.
Right.
So we're really excited.
And so she's playing at the Lenzig tomorrow.
She is. And, you know, if you think about the potential that this child had, which because she was adopted by a wonderful, loving family, was able to come out, it really makes you stop and think about all the kids who are in foster care and all the gifts that they have to offer the world that could be brought out if they were placed in a loving family. You know, instead of aging out of the system, which sadly almost 20,000 children a year in the United States do. They turn 18 and they don't have a family. And
then they go into the world hoping
right.
for the best, but without that base of loving, unconditional support that we
exactly.
all needed in order to
That's
get into
the
adulthood.
Word. You hit it on the head, Mary Charlotte. It's that unconditional love that unfortunately they did not get when they were younger. They were removed from their homes for abuse or neglect by the courts. And, you know, that has to be overcome. And when it is, when they feel like they're getting that, then they can blossom and become the people that they were meant to be.
Now, have you followed up with the kids who have been adopted through the Heart Gallery, through these photographs and people falling in love with them and so on, and see how the families are doing 1, 2, 3, 10 years later?
Yeah, quite a few of them that were either adopted through the Heart Gallery or through the adoption events, because we have an entire program now of adoption events where families can come, and that is supported by the Heart Gallery of New Mexico Foundation and CYFD.
Families and children can come together and kind of see if
yes,
they like each other.
Right, we do a train ride to Lamy and have a big blowout party down there. We just had the Lobos event last week with the Lobos at the pit. It really gives the families who are fully approved, waiting families, these events are not open to the public, a chance to meet the children being children. You know, it's not a file, because they'll get the files eventually.
Right.
I'm in touch with quite a few families, in fact, several who have come back for more children after they have adopted, because they've gone very well. Now, you know, being realistic, in the world of adoption, there is generally a 15 to 20% what they call disruption rate, where the adoption just does not work and the child is placed back into foster care. That's a national statistic, and it holds true, you know, pretty much in New Mexico.
And, now, this is when the kids are older.
Yeah, older kids. Because, you know, it's not always, you can't always tell if it's a match. Just based on the paperwork and early connection with the family, sometimes it takes a while to see that it's not the best match. But on the whole, I've seen so many successful adoptions through the Heart Gallery and through the adoption events that the Foundation and CYFD support.
Now, these children who, and I was looking at the page of basically available children, and it reminded me of one of, you know, like a dating site where here's the picture and here's a description of them, and these kids are really vulnerable because everybody wants to adopt babies and maybe toddlers, but
yes,
it's
yeah.
harder with teenagers.
It's true. In fact, I started a program of teen-only adoption workshops, I call them. They're not really events. We did a guitar workshop in April, for example, where the teens got their own guitars, and they were so excited, and they were like the best of being a teen, you know, having a musical instrument and getting to hang out with each other. And mixed in with that, we had some families who are interested in adopting teens. because it really is true. You're right that it is much harder to place a teen than it is to place a three-year-old. We do have families, though, that are interested in teens. We wish we had more, and more people interested even in preteens. We do have some young children available for adoption, as you'll see on our website, cyfd.org, where our Heart Gallery webpages are. Generally, they are members of a sibling group.
Right.
So if a family is willing to adopt a sibling group...
Two or three.
Yeah, they might get a three-year-old or a four-year-old in that sibling group. It's very unusual, though, to have a child younger than seven or eight by him or herself in the Heart Gallery.
We're talking to Diane Granito of the Heart Gallery and Children, Youth, and Families Department here in New Mexico. What are some of the stories... I mean, not giving away any confidentiality, but what are some of the reasons that children or teenagers or entire groups of siblings are suddenly without their biological parents?
Well, the majority of children who come into custody are actually there because of neglect versus outright abuse. There is abuse, of course, in some of the cases, but it's neglect. So it could be... It could be a very young parent who doesn't have parenting skills. And the department will try to work with the family. The families do get an opportunity to figure out, what they did wrong and have a plan to, if it was drugs, for example, get off drugs, get drug treatment. It's not like the department doesn't decide at all. Actually, it's the courts that decide whether the rights should be terminated, but the department has input into that and works a plan with the biological family. But in the meantime, there's a parallel track. What if the child doesn't go back home? So from the very beginning, they're looking at other placement possibilities. Permanency is what they're seeking for the child in social work terms. And that could be with a foster parent. They also look for relatives, viable relatives. They have to be approved, to take the child into custody. So that when the time comes that the child, maybe it's determined that by the courts that the child cannot go back home, the parents have not proven that it's safe for them, then there's an alternative.
Now, do you find that some of these children... want to see their parents? If they're adopted by a new family through the Heart Gallery or through an adoption event, do they ever get to see their parents?
Well, by the time they get to the Heart Gallery point, in other words, photographed for the Heart Gallery or being invited to the adoption events, they have been in foster care for at least a year, generally, because their parents are given, there's a formula, but it's more or less a year to work things out. That doesn't mean that the children weren't hoping that whole time that they could go back home. And the children have very mixed feelings about adoption a lot of times. And totally depends on the child. But it can take a lot of counseling and, a lot of patience on the part of the social workers and the foster family for them to understand. And there are cases where the biological family is allowed to stay in touch with the child and be involved in the child's life, kind of what we call an open adoption, what you'd know is an open adoption.
Right.
That depends totally on the situation with the biological family, whether it's safe. But we have some wonderful social workers and foster parents who will work to maintain those ties, because really it's not realistic to think that you can just shut a door and the child will no longer think or care about the biological family. And in fact, when teens age out, when they turn 18, there is various support available to them. If they want to go to college, it's paid for, etc. But a lot of them will, not a lot of them, some of them will go to find their biological families.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually doesn't turn out very well, because there was a reason why the courts terminated the rights.
Right. So we're talking about the Heart Gallery, the 10th anniversary celebration, And tonight, once again, there is an event at the Gerald Peters Gallery here in Santa Fe on Paseo de Peralta. And there's a silent auction and live auction and these wonderful photographs of the young people. It's the Hart Gallery. It's free and open to the public. Now, tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Lenzic, there is an event that I want to give you the opportunity to talk about, because probably most of our listeners have not heard of Sasha Lazard and the Pendulum Dance Troupe, but she is, and we're going to play some music by her in a moment, but she's a wonderful singer.
She is. She's extremely talented. She appeals to all different members of listening audiences. She was trained operatically. In fact, she started as an apprentice at the Santa Fe Opera.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, and she's now based in New York City, and she has quite a following there and in other places as someone who has nightclub venues and concerts, and she's really extremely talented. And the Pendulum Dance Troupe has performed here in Santa Fe, and they're going to be performing kind of background and along with her routines. And they're extremely talented. We also have...
I see them in the picture suspended from the ceiling.
Yes, yeah, there they are, suspended from the ceiling. So you'll see all kinds of amazing things tomorrow night. And we're very excited that Faye Matey, again adopted through the Hart Gallery by her photographer, Jackie Matey, an extremely talented photographer, is going to be playing a song or two on stage with Sasha, and the New Mexico School for the Arts chorus is also going to be singing. And our very special MC is Quentin Aaron. And anyone who has seen The Blind Side will recognize him as the young man who played Michael Orr, the football player who was adopted by Sandra Bullock.
Movie,
yeah.
So everybody has a real heart connection to this.
Yes,
event.
Yes. He really wanted to come. He's coming from L.A., to be at the reception Friday evening. He's going to meet the children at a private garden party before the public opening, and then he's going to be at the public opening this evening, Friday evening. And then tomorrow evening, he'll actually be the MC at the Lenzic.
Diane Granito is with the State of New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department. She's the founder of the Hart Gallery, and you can go to the CYFD website. You can also go to HartGalleryNewMexicoFoundation.org, and you can find more information, get tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll see you tonight.
Yes, we're very excited. We're very excited about this 10th anniversary celebration. And we thank you so much for your support from the very beginning.
Yeah, almost.
Yes, really.
So we're going to go out with some music by Sasha Lazard.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a mother.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from home. A long way from home.
I'd like now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Good
Bienvenido.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hanging in there. Waking up.
Waking up is the operative word.
Yeah.
So what's happening? What's on the cover of the Pasatiempo?
What's on the cover of the Pasatiempo? Today in the Pasatiempo, there is a story about... Wyatt Gallery.
Ah, yes. Tent Life Haiti.
Yes. Traveled to Haiti in the aftermath of the January 12th.
His name is Wyatt Gallery. It's not a gallery.
Yeah.
It's a
person
whose last
name
is Gallery.
The Wyatt Gallery. And he's going to talk about his experiences at Collected Works Bookstore on Friday, June 3rd. And a cover, the cover Pasatiempo is graced with one of his photos today.
Nice.
And I can get more information on that if I find the calendar. That is at, let's see, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Collective Works Bookstore over there on Galisteo Street. And the story is on page 34 in today's Paso Tiempo.
And that's today.
That's today.
Yay.
Yeah. There's a ton of openings tonight and today and this weekend. We've got Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium over there on Palace Avenue. The Good Old Battle Days, paintings by Caleb Weintraub and Walter Myers.
The Beatles references just never
stop.
They
just never stop, especially there. Well, the name says it all. 5:30, 9 p.m. Reception tonight. That's up through July 9th. Tons of other openings. Stories from the Underground, Digital Reconstructions of South Wales Coal Miners' Oral Histories by Colette Campbell-Jones. There's a reception from 4 to 7 tonight, and that's up through July 30th at Photo Eye Gallery on Garcia Street. There's a story in today's Boston Tempo on page 26 by Casey Sanchez.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. Touching Stone Gallery, Moments of Grace, Sumi'i Paintings by Fukimo Kurokawa. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Tonight. That's up through June 29th. Tons of openings this weekend. You can read about all of them in Boston Tempo, I'm sure.
And the weather is nice, except for
the smoke. Yeah, the smoke is.
I was
on
the dog park yesterday, saying to my friend, "What's going on? The sky is an unusual shade of orange. Is it a fire?" And then after that, the smells came really strong.
Yeah, it was a little hazy. I didn't smell anything when I was driving home, but by about 10 o'clock, it was just really. It was like sitting too close to a campfire.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
The Paper Doll Militia presents The Twisted Tale. This Twisted Tale, an aerial theater show of dark and delightful proportions for one weekend only at the Armory for the Arts today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And you can call 984-1370 for more information. Do you know about... They're from San Francisco, the Paper Doll Militia.
Yeah, there's a great story in today's Paso Tiempo. And this looks great. I mean, we have some of that kind of performance here in Santa Fe. But
a little bit, yeah.
But this is a little bit different.
Nice to get that West Coast...
Yeah. Visiting artists.
Yeah.
Glaim, which I believe is a blending of Glee and Fame. I'm just going out on a limb here. Musical performed by members of Fame Inc. That's PH, Fame. 6 p.m. tonight at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, over there in the rail yard.
Who's doing this?
Fame Inc., P-H-A-M-E Inc. I'm not really sure who Fame Inc.
Glee and Fame.
Glee and Fame. If you're a Gleek or a...
Or a freak.
Fame Inc. I'm sure you would enjoy it. You can call 4-7-4-6-5-20 to find out more about that.
Excellent.
The TGIF organ recitals continue. Linda Rainey performs music of Bruns and Frescobaldi at 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church tonight over there on Grant Avenue. That's a free show, but of course donations are always welcome. Tons of stuff. Tons of actual concert. Oh, Thistle Pipe and Drums are performing. Bagpipes in the Park. This is cool. The Thistle Society of New Mexico's annual free outdoor concert, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow at the park there at the Federal Place in Washington Avenue, which is interesting. That's a park that I used to hang out at a lot when I was younger.
A wee lad.
And more free. This is cool. Cloacas is a local ensemble. They're having a CD release party. I wrote about them in my Soundwaves column today. It's sort of classical folk quintet, and they are performing to support the release of its CD, The Oatmeal Commission, and cello duo Simple Spells opens. That's at 9 p.m. over there at High Mayhem Emerging Arts on Siler Lane. If you go to highmayhem.org, you can find out more information. The fun thing about this is they're doing something that I don't really recall ever seeing before, is they're offering a complimentary toast bar. So they're bringing in toasters and bread and jams and jellies.
Oh, nice.
So it's not like a toast bar. It's a toast.
Toast.
Bar.
Toast is one of the emblems of the 20th century.
That's right.
My friend and I were trying to write a book on toast once, but we never got off the ground. But we collected many folders full of toaster memorabilia and toaster photographs and toaster art. We made toaster art.
What about toast recipes? Were you gonna put some toast recipes
absolutely.
In there?
Absolutely. Macaroni and cheese toast. And whatnot. Art for Animals, opening reception today from 5 to 7. It's a benefit to support the homeless animals of the Española Valley Humane Society. And it's at the New Concept Gallery at 610 Canyon Road. And I'm looking at it, and there are these absolutely beautiful sculptures of animals in all different media. It's really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Rob is looking at it, and he concurs.
I concur.
He concurs. And it's running for an entire month, but check it out tonight at the reception or go on down there a little later. The Española Valley Humane Society valiantly trying to help animals and keep it going up there in Española.
Yeah.
And it's rough.
No, it is rough. It is rough. But there's always like a little ray of hope, you know. Like I showed you that picture earlier of Barkley, the poor dog that got hit in Taos, and
yes.
and everybody put their feelers out on social networks, and someone anonymously donated a set of wheels for poor Barkley, who was paralyzed.
So
on his
he
back
walks
legs.
With his front legs, walks and his back legs are like a wheel contraption.
Yeah, he's like a canine
dog.
Roller derby at this point. So this is actually, I think, day one of his wheeled adventures. So we'll see how it goes. I'm sure there'll be video posted at some point. How is the water?
How's the Water is an interdisciplinary art event in honor of the Santa Fe River and our watershed. Artist Matthew Chase Daniel, Donald Cannell, Chrissy Orr, Rulan Tangen, and other community members are doing, well, they're going to create temporary art installations and performance rituals tomorrow, June 4th, starting at 10:30 at the Santa Fe River Park, downstream from the old Santa Fe Trail to Don Gaspar along Alameda. So 10:30 a.m., How's the Water?
Sweet.
And there's a beautiful photograph in this of Rulan Tangen dancing and looking sort of her body painted and swirling around. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
For more information, 988-9244.
You know, I almost don't want to tell people about this because it reduces my chances of winning the raffle, but Saturday is National Trails Day. We didn't talk about this yet, right? The City of Santa Fe, the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and the Santa Fe Trails invite the public to hike and bike the city's 1,500-acre wilderness trail system. Volunteers provide guided options. Information and raffle tickets are available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sangre de Cristo Mountain Works over there on Guadalupe Street. And raffle proceeds are going to benefit the Santa Fe Conservation Trust trail programs. And the raffle package is backpacking package, and it looked really cool. So I think I bought the first two tickets.
Backpacking package,
actually.
So like a backpack and
I'm not really sure.
Cook stove and sleeping bag, that kind of thing.
I'm not really sure there, but it's for a really good cause. I mean it's we have to appreciate the trails that we have, and we also have to take care of them. And
a portable tortellini making kit.
That would be cool in a backpack.
Yeah.
That would be cool in a backpack. They're requesting that you pay cash for those tickets over there.
All right, then.
At Mountain Works. Things continue at the Do Return, Watson and Gladys Knives, down-tempo electronica ensemble and experimental electro duo, are performing at 6 p.m. on Saturday as part of the Do Return over there at the Center for Contemporary Arts Munoz Waxman Gallery on Old Pecos Trail. There is a requested donation to get in, and the Do Return has its own website. I believe it's thedoreturn.com, but I also know that Meow Wolf also has put up a new website that is under construction, so you might be able to find some information there.
If you Google Meow Wolf or
the Do Return,
it will...
It'll take you there.
It'll take you there.
It'll
and you can, your feet will also take you there if you just go to the CCA.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's awesome. It's very, very, very good.
It is very awesome. I'm going back, not this weekend, but probably in a week or two.
Yeah.
I want to mention also the Soul of Santa Fe benefit that's happening at Corzone on Saturday night from 7 to 11 p.m. Blues rocker Alex Mariol, Nosotros is going to be there, Chango's going to be there, and an interestingly named band from New York named Cerebral Ballsy is going to be performing, and
that's just wrong. I'm sorry.
It's a punk rock band. It's supposed to be a little bit sort of, you know, wrong.
Okay. Wrong is good.
Anyway, this is an
Maybe.
Event that is thrown every year. I believe they're in their like fourth or fifth or sixth year. I'm not really sure. It's in my Soundwaves column. But the proceeds from this are going to benefit youth shelters, and I believe Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families Incorporated. And this
Excellent.
Is yeah. And it's a great event. It's from 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturday. It's all ages until 11 p.m. You can go to CorzoneSantaFe.com to get more information.
All right. On that. And Elena Zachary and Suzanne Lederer are reprising the play reading of Vita and Virginia by Eileen Atkins. It's about the relationship between Virginia Woolf and Vita Sackville-West. One performance only tomorrow, Saturday the 4th of June, at the Silver Starlight Lounge at Rainbow Vision at 500 Rodeo Road. That's at 8:30 in the evening, a civilized hour, ladies and gentlemen. They did it last summer at Collected Works Bookstore. They're doing it again because it was virtually, well, not sold out because it was free, but standing room only at Collected Works when they did it. More information, 428-7777.
428-7777. If you like getting in the car and doing something a little different, it's the 2011 El Dorado Area Gardening Tour is on Saturday. It's a self-guided tour of seven residential gardens and the El Dorado School, Community School Garden. And outdoor classroom from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. You can get maps at La Tienda Center over there on Caliente Road in El Dorado. And I don't see any contact information for that. But if from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., if you go over to the La Tienda Center in, on Caliente Road, you can get maps and just help yourself.
Yeah. Hey, how about Playground?
Yes. Yes, we have to talk about Playground.
Libby Spears documentary.
I heard the interview the other day. It was great.
Oh, it's a very, very good movie, and it's a little tough, but it's not so tough that you wish you hadn't gone to see it. Or, you know, it's about childhood sexual exploitation of children in the United States, and it turns out that all this stuff that people talk about with prostitution and sex trafficking in Asia and Cambodia and all this, the worst offenders and the worst problem is here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And in virtually every community, there are children who are, for in whatever way, being exploited, whether it be internet exploitation or pornography or there. I mean, I can't even go into it. It's sort of
no, I know. It was
scary.
The heartbreaking story that I heard during that interview was about the 12-year-old girl who was picking up a John, and she got taken to jail.
He got
and
let
he
go.
He got let go.
And these 12-year-old girls, or 13 or 14, whatever ages they are, if they try to leave voluntarily, they can get abused or beaten up by their pimps.
Right.
Anyway, it's a very good documentary. It has a lot of support behind it. George Clooney, I think, was one of the people who was involved in producing it. And it's tonight at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall. Libby Spears, the wonderful filmmaker, will be there. A very low price to get in. And Santa Fe Art Institute is at sfai.org, and their number is
424-5050. 424-5050. Oh, Trailer Park Boys, live. This is kind of cool. Have you ever heard of the Trailer Park Boys?
Why, no.
Okay. Trailer Park Boys sort of emerged a few years ago in Canada, you know. And it was
Blame Canada.
It was like a film pilot, and then it became a television series, and it's kind of like Reno 911, but it this documentary film crew follows around all these people that live in this trailer park in Nova Scotia. Of course, the trailer park doesn't exist, and these people are not real. But these guys made two films out of it, and they're hilarious, they're crude.
Mockumentary.
Yes, there's lots of kittens, but they're taking their show on the road. They're milking the Trailer Park Boys for everything it's worth, I guess. I think this is their third tour. In their careers, but at 8 p.m. on Saturday at James A. Little Theater, you can see these folks, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster, 1-800-745-3000.
Yet another example of a non-Southwestern aesthetics coming into town. It's very refreshing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, at the same time, we you know, want to support all of our local folks, the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, a spring offering. That is a concert that it takes place on Sunday at 3 p.m., followed by a reception, and that's at the First Presbyterian Church over there on Grant Avenue. If you call 954-4922, you can get more info on that. And this is really cool. The Alloy Orchestra is coming to town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The General.
Yes. They're going to be playing over the General at 7 p.m.
The Buster Keaton 1926 silent film classic.
Yeah.
I love that the silent film is here and that the draw for the film is the orchestra that accompanies it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so 100 years
well,
ago.
Well, there's the occasional film geek who's like, oh, I'm going there to see the Alloy Orchestra actually commissioned a new print of this from the original negatives.
Wow.
But that print is being used somewhere else, but they're using a high quality disc, but everyone's going there to see what they do what this tree, I believe it's a trio, does over the film. So I'm going to try and check that out on Sunday if I can sneak away from the garden.
Sunday at 7 o'clock in the evening, the Lenzik.
Yes.
And,
indeed.
All right.
What else?
Jazz trio. Let's see. Jan McDonald Jazz Trio to play at the Blue Window Bistro in Los Alamos. They're hosting a jazz night Saturday, June 4th. And it's 7:30 to 9:30. Donna Smith on piano, Richard Snyder on bass, Jan McDonald on trumpet and flugelhorn. And you can go to labluewindowbistro.com.
Flugelhorn.
Yep.
Flugelhorn. Okay. Paul Weideman wrote a great story about South African rock band The Parlatones, who are performing with the Daylights at 8 p.m. on Sunday over there at Corazon.
Is that like a riff on Parlophone, the Beatles' first label?
Oh, you're all about the Beatles today, aren't you?
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. It's just accidental Beatles. No, it's I'm not really sure where the name comes from, but these guys are they have a really interesting story. They're into, you know, a couple of them are into antiquing. It's an interesting story on page 16 of today's Boston Tiempo. Tickets are also available online at CorazonSantaFe.com. So there's that. What else? Ooh, Rouge Cat is celebrating their 1 year anniversary, and they're having a party on Saturday night with DJ Una at 9 p.m. And I'd go ahead and call them for a cover on that one. But wow, they've been around for a year. That's good.
Excellent.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
They fill a niche.
Gordon's Concerts, Los Alamos County Summer Concert Series. Eric Sardinas and his band Big Motor return to Los Alamos today for a gig at Ashley Pond. Eric plays hard and fast blues rock and ripped it up last year at the Holiday Inn Express. These concerts for these Los Alamos Gordon's concerts, they always tell you what the band sounds like. So this one may remind you of Stevie Ray, Johnny Winter, J.B. Hutto, or Hound Dog Taylor.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
That's a good description.
So all sorts of inspiration of R&B, gospel, rock, traditional blues. So it's nice that they're doing stuff up there in Los Alamos. So you don't have to go to Santa Fe. If you live up there,
yeah,
you don't have to go to Santa Fe or Taos or Albuquerque.
It's also kind of nice to get out of town and go up there. I mean,
for us, a
lot of these concerts take place outdoors, and it's in Santa Fe we don't see a lot of that.
That's true.
You know,
except on the plaza.
Well, except during the bandstand, of course. But you know, everyone's itching for the bandstand to start.
Itching.
And you can read all about that next week in Plaza Tiempo.
Oh, good. We're not going to be here next week.
No, we're not going to be here. I'm sleeping.
On a little vacation, we're sleeping.
I'm not even going to come to town.
Well,
sorry, boss.
Before We Say Goodbye is held over yet again. Apparently, this film is so popular. We had Paul Davids on a couple of weeks ago talking about it. It's a film it's a New Mexico story with New Mexico actors. And it's about kind of a matriarch of a Hispanic family, and her family is kind of going different directions. Her husband is dying. And it started out as an earlier version as a play at Teatro Paraguas. Now it's a film, and it's being held over and goes through next week through the 9th, 4:30 in the afternoon every day, except Sunday it's also at 2:45 and 4:45, and Monday the theater is closed. But every other day, today, tomorrow, and next week, it's at 4:30 in the afternoon. Check it out.
Two fine films are opening this weekend, one at the screen, one at the CCA Cinematheque. Heartbeats is opening at the screen. It's reviewed in today's Paso Tiempo. This is a great film by Javier Dolan, who's he's from Quebec. And this fellow has, I believe he wrote his first screenplay in his teens. And in 2010, he actually went to Cannes and won the Young Filmmakers Award.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then he went back the next year with this film, Heartbeats, and won the Young Filmmakers Award. He acts in it. He's one of the three principal actors. He's the director. He's the costume designer. He's the executive producer. He's the editor.
Got some energy.
Yeah, I'm just this guy is amazing. Anyway, so this film is opening at the screen, and then the first movie documentary is opening at CCA Cinematheque. Right? Well, do you know anything about the film?
No.
Let's see. First movie by Irish
director. Oh, the first movie.
Yeah, the first movie.
No, we did an interview and I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw it a few days ago. And it is a film by a wonderful filmmaker who has a very childlike sensibility, as well as being a, you know, a grown-up who makes very good films, but it has a kind of... He said, I wanted to make the first magical realist documentary. And he did. And he took a camera to basically the Kurdish part of Iraq, went to a small village called Goptapa, and it has 700 people in it, and this is a village that had been gassed, and a lot of people were killed, and a lot of people in the film had lost their families, but he focused on the children, the, like 9, 12 little kids, and gave them cameras and showed them films for the first time. So they got to see E.T. and all these other films. They'd never seen a movie before. It's really quite beautiful. I think it's worth seeing. It's called The First Movie.
The First Movie. Yeah. And got a great review in today's Vasa Tiempo.
Oh, good. Sweet Summer Soiree at Vanessi's. This Sunday, June 5th, from 4:30 to 6:30, featuring beautiful chamber music, delicious wine, and sumptuous appetizers. Let's see. It's Serenata of Santa Fe Artists, and classics by George Gershwin, Astor Piazzolla, Carl Nielsen, many others. All proceeds benefit Serenata of Santa Fe. A little bit pricey, but definitely worth it because of the great food and good music.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get some booze and you get some appetizers too. So
yeah, your booze bill is probably fully paid for by the price of admission.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't say that.
What is this? Oh, Tardes de Tango. The Santa Fe Tango Club is having their sort of tango get-together on the plaza on Sunday from 4 to 8 p.m. Huh. You can get information by calling 982-3926. I haven't seen them down there on the plaza yet. So I'm wondering how that works. Because there's a cover. I'm wondering how you collect a cover on the plaza.
On the plaza?
Yeah.
That would be tricky.
That will be tricky.
It's public space.
Yeah.
Paranative Activity, works by Frank Buffalo Hyde and Ryan Singer, celebrating the unexplained. Opening reception today from 5 to 7. Legends Santa Fe Gallery at 125 Lincoln Avenue, legendssantafe.com.
Legendssantafe.com.
I don't know what that is. Paranative Activity.
Paranative anyway. Activity. Did we talk about Earth Now, American Photographers and the Environment? At noon on Monday, June 6th, Kate Ware, the curator of photography, is going to discuss the New Mexico Museum of Art exhibit.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
she's wonderful.
She is wonderful. And this is by museum admission, but it's, you know, and it's on a Monday. And that's 476-1200 for more information. And that's a great exhibit. And this should probably be a great talk. Later in the week, I see Tuesday, Truth and Salvage Company, an alt-country Americana band, performs at the Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. I asked the fellow who runs the place, is it Soul Santa Fe or Santa Fe Soul? And he said either.
Really?
So you'll see it both ways. We've decided that it's going to be called Santa Fe Soul, and other publications have decided that it's going to be called Soul Santa Fe.
All right.
But
it could be called Santa Soul,
Soul
Fe.
It could.
Or Fe Soul Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could anything. Anything at all. Thursday, June 9th at 6 o'clock at the J. Etkin Gallery. There is... What's going on there? A film. What's the name of the film?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Hey, while you're talking, what are you thinking about that? Dixon, we didn't talk about...
I think they forgot to tell me what the name of the film was. It's a Santa Fe premiere, and it's on June 9th, but I don't know what the film is called.
Oops.
Oh, well. Go to the website greenlivingproject.com.
Oops.
Greenlivingproject.com.
We didn't talk about Holly's Follies, did we?
No.
This is another road trip possibility. Holly's Follies, a tribute to musical theater presented by the Dixon Community Players. June 3rd and 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Dixon Community Playhouse on Church Street. You can find out more information by calling 505-579-4545. Some other stuff happening. Let's see. Sandia Park, New Mexico Potters and Clay Artists Celebration of Clay. Over there at, where is this? Old Schoolhouse Gallery on New Mexico 14. There's lots of out-of-town stuff going on, too, if you feel like getting in a car and heading out. Traffic isn't as bad as last weekend, that's for sure.
And on the airwaves tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock on Camp Lovewave, former governor of New Mexico and Republican candidate for president, Gary Johnson, visits the camp from New Hampshire to discuss his run for president and take call-ins.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Ooh, the Spring Festival and Children's Fair is this weekend out at El Rancho de las Golondrinas from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th. Let's see, we've got instrumental versions of Dolores Valdez de Pong's songs. There's a story on page 24 of today's Paso Tiempo. There's going to be music and dancing and food, traditional arts and crafts, yada, yada. You can call 471-2261, or you can go to the El Rancho de las Golondrinas website for more info on that. That's a great family event, for sure.
And we talked about Tent Life Haiti, also at Collected Works, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Titia Ellis and her new book, The Search, a memoir of an adopted woman, and it's about her search for her birth parents. And on Sunday at Collected Works, Elena Zachary and Nicholas Ballas perform I Take Your Hand in Mine, which is based on the letters of Chekhov and his wife, Olga Knipper. And she was a totally amazing actress. And I went to their rehearsal. We did an interview, actually, took my recorder over there, and we did a nice interview from their rehearsal space the other day. And what a beautiful play. It's really worth going to see. It was very moving. I did not fail to shed a tear or two. Yes, it's just the two of them. Right? Yep. And then on, and so that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore. And then on Tuesday, June 7th at 6 o'clock, the Robert Mayer will read from and sign copies of Danse Macabre. And joining him will be Alice Johnson of Moving People Dance Company, whose photos are on the front and back covers of the book. Robert Mayer moved to Santa Fe in 1971. He's the author of 10 novels. And let's see, all events are free and open to the public.
Yes. I want to remind people that the Santa Fe Opera backstage tours continue. And that's also a pretty cool family event. And I think kids 6 to teens age 17, there's no charge for that. If you go to the Santa Fe Opera website, you can get information on all the backstage tours,
Excellent.
Which are actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They're really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's more fun to go before you go see an opera performance than after. So I would just go because, you know.
Oh, and I'm looking at the Garcia Street Books website, and today at 5 o'clock, there is the launch of a book by Helen Phillips called And Yet They Were Happy. And I don't know this book, but then tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Garcia Street Book, Ruined by Excess, Perfected by Lack, The Paradox of Pet Nutrition by Richard Patton, who is also on the show here this week. And he's a terrific animal nutritionist and really knows about the evolution of animals, what they ate in the wild before they were our pets, and how we can either ruin their lives or make them happy by proper pet nutrition, pet care, understanding their behavior, and all sorts of things.
You were talking to this fellow the other day about kibble.
And yeah, that's
dry and wet food.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Kibble turns out not to be all that great because it's got too much starch.
You know, my brother feeds his dog a raw diet,
raw
vegetables, things like that.
I make my dog's food, but I cook it. But it's they like it.
Do you serve it in a silver dish and wrap a little napkin around his little neck? And
yes, and and we say it is time to be seated for dinner. No, you haven't washed your paws yet.
You give him a hot towel
and a finger bowl with lemons in it. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he's with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And we didn't get to everything today, as
we
usual,
didn't.
But that's what happens in the summer.
Well, you know, that's what we have.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
And we're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Doubtfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. You are welcome to write to me. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz a la carta. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, and please don't set the state on fire. Please.
Do not set the state on fire, and don't breathe Arizona's air, if possible.
Or politics.
Ay, ay, ay. Hasta la vista. See you next week.
No,
we won't
see
you
next week.
We'll see you after that.
I'll be in bed if anybody needs it.
Ciao.